This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, you're listening to Beyond the Ballot Box with me, Dashrin Johan. We are bringing you some breaking news. Just a while ago, the High Court delivered its verdict on Datin Sri Rosmah Mansor's corruption case involving a 1.25 billion ringgit solar hybrid energy project for rural schools in Sarawak, and the High Court found her guilty on all three charges. So what does this mean for our political landscape moving forward? Joining me on the show to unpack this is Dr. O. A. San, Principal Advisor at the Pacific Research Centre and a political analyst. Welcome to the show, A. San.
Hi, nice talking to all of you.
A. San, Datin Sri Rosmah has been found guilty. What are your overall thoughts on the judgment?
Well, of course, there was, again, just like with the final appeal of Dato' Sri Najib, there was a courtroom drama this morning, namely the appellant, namely Datin Sri Rosmah's lawyers, asking the judge to recuse himself because there were some leaks of, alleged leaks of supposedly judgments or documents. But of course, the judge dismissed that application to recuse himself and I think proceeded straight to deliver the judgment.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about politics, A. San. What does this verdict mean for our political landscape moving forward?
Well, during its special session last weekend, has decided, in a sense, to continue to embrace Dato' Sri Najib and by extension his wife as well, despite their conviction. So I think UMNO would like to, in a sense, co-opt Najib's sizable support base. But of course, by doing so, UMNO would risk alienating some of those fan-sitting voters. Yeah,
right. And you know, you brought this up. Who do you think? What do you think UMNO stands to benefit more? Do you think they benefit more strategically from standing by Rosmah or distancing themselves from her, or do you think it doesn't make much of a difference, especially when we consider, let's say, the fan-sitting voters and things like that?
Well, I think by continue to align themselves with Najib, again, as I said, by extension, they are also aligning themselves with Rosmah. So in that sense, I think they, in their humble opinion, perhaps it is more important to co-opt this sizable, primarily rural and mostly B40 groups of voters, rather than trying to reach out to those more urban or suburban fan-sitters.
A. San, for those who may not know, remind us again, how significant of a player is Rosmah in the various high-profile corruption scandals that are currently plaguing UMNO and the country? Because she is not a high-profile politician, or in fact a politician at all, when you know compared to, let's say, the likes of Najib or even Zahid Hamidi.
Well, she has her own series of cases to worry about, obviously, the latest being what she was just convicted of, namely the Sarawak solar panel case. But, of course, if you look at 1MDB and so on, some of the close relatives are intimately involved in this 1MDB series of scandals. For example, her son from a previous marriage. There were allegations that, this missing tycoon, Mr. Jolo, was introduced to Najib through her son and is very close to her in terms of business and so on. All this, of course, remained allegations. But I think in the eyes of, the same fan-sitting voters whom we talk about just now, she is closely associated with what her husband has been accused of.
Do you think this you know, this couple of results of verdicts that have come out over this week and as well as last week with the former Prime Minister Najib Razak, it begins to heal the sort of judiciary in the eyes of the public, because for many years, the trust by the public to the judiciary has been waning, has been on a decline. Do you think this begins to heal the judiciary?
Well, indeed, but for how long? Over the last 2 years, as the political landscape of the country became very turbulent, very unstable, and so on, I think our judiciary wisely took the opportunity to make themselves much more independent, frankly speaking, than, let's say, 10 or 20 years ago. And of course, a lot of forward-looking Malaysians would applaud that. But if the political landscape of the country becomes stabilized, then perhaps you will have a stronger executive, and it will be very tempting for the strong executive to again try to interfere with judicial dealings. Yeah.
So I just got one more question for you before we wrap this conversation up. What do you think will happen next? Is it going to be another complete exhaustion of all illegal avenues, similar to what Dato' Sri Najib did, which could then drag this case on for another 2 years or so, perhaps?
Well, of course, just as any other convicted person who have the right to, Datin Sri Rosmah is likely to pursue appeal, first to the Court of Appeal, failing which to the federal court. And of course, this would take some time. If we take the previous 1MDB case of Dato' Sri Najib in mind, we are talking about, let's say, a year each for the appeal and the final appeal to the federal court. Yeah.
All right. On that note, thank you so much for joining me today, Ehsan.
Thank you.
That was Dr. O. Ehsan. He's a principal advisor at the Pacific Research Center and a political analyst. Coming up next on Beyond the Ballot Box is Think Left. Keep it here on Beyond the Ballot Box on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.